You're listening to Morning Edition on WBHM. I'm Tanya Ott. 1 week ago on this program, we were talking about something called the School Flexibility Act. It would give local school districts the ability to ignore certain state education rules, assuming they had a good reason and got permission from their local school boards and the state school board. Supporters argued it provided much-needed flexibility. Critics said it could undermine core concepts like teacher tenure. And then just hours after Birmingham News columnist John Archibald was here in our studio talking about this bill and more, the legislature went into conference committee and all you know what broke loose. John, what happened?
Wow. It was either one of the greatest tactical moves in the history of the Alabama legislature or the most despicable bit of politics that ever took place there. Four Republicans and two Democrats went into conference committee to discuss a 9-page bill. Republicans walked out the door, came back with a 27-pager with a different name. It was, many think, the classic bait and switch.
This isn't how conference committees normally work. I mean, they're usually kind of boring. They just hammer out, you know, little nitpicks here and there generally.
Never before. And the question is this going to become business as usual, of course? But, of course, Democrats cried foul and Republicans cried the end justifies the means.
And, of course, the main thing they're crying foul over is this bill turned into one that now provides tax credits for parents who decide to send their kids to private schools instead of failing public schools. And some would say, you know, on its face, that seems like a really reasonable thing. Why should kids be trapped in failing public schools?
It does. But of course, the real questions about this bill have yet to be answered. The Republicans themselves will tell you that they don't know all the answers about this. And the real danger, I think, is in really poor failing districts that don't have alternative private schools for people. I mean, the poorest of those are it's hard for me to imagine a scenario in which they do not remain trapped in a school that's failing even more because the money that would have gone to those public schools will now follow those kids to who knows what private school, whether there is accountability in those private schools or not.
Now, the governor, of course, has said he is going to sign this bill. He planned on signing it on Tuesday, but the Alabama Education Association filed an emergency lawsuit, and the judge in that case, Montgomery County Circuit Judge Charles Price, granted an injunction blocking the legislature from sending the bill to the governor. What do we know about this judge?
Well, I mean, he is a longtime Democrat, but he also is something of a loose cannon. But you know, the thing was sadly predictable from the beginning that everyone knew going in that this was going to happen. This TRO would be granted, and everyone knows that the Republicans would then go to the Supreme Court, and you can guess what'll happen there. But nine Republicans on the Supreme Court are going to trump one Democrat on the state court. And it's sad for me to say that in advance, but mark my word.
Writing's on the wall on that one. The basis of their legal challenge is that the legislature violated open meetings laws for Alabama and violated its own rules in this conference committee. Does that have much teeth?
Well, in my opinion, it doesn't have teeth because this very self-same legislature revamped the Open Meetings Act just a few years ago in a way that basically put enough holes in it that you can drive a truck through and exempted the legislature themselves in some ways. And the rules, whether the court can deal with the legislature's rules at all is quite the question.
So, as we said, the Supreme Court, made up of nine Republicans, the writing kind of on the wall, most people believe.
Of course, we can't say that. That's not the way justice is supposed to work, and it would be very rare for the Supreme Court to come back and break that TRO. I think that really the only time it's happened in the past was in the gambling case, but it looks like that's going to happen.
The TRO, of course, the restraining order. The hearing is set for next week, so we may know something more next week. But, you know, the bigger question is, what does this entire situation say about the power of the Alabama Education Association, which for so many years was the player in state politics, but really seemed to be caught flat-footed and unaware when this all went down last Thursday?
Yeah. Well, the AEA, of course, has not wielded the power it has in the past, despite the fact that it supported Governor Robert Bentley in this election ever since Paul Hubbard retired. Really doesn't have the same sort of power. You know, the question is whether they would have had an effect or not. I mean, the Republicans really seem to have wanted to avoid a prolonged discussion about it, and that's what prompted them to really take this unprecedented move.
Your colleague Kyle Whitmire has said that he thinks this move shows the GOP is still very fearful of the AEA. You know, he says they had to go behind closed doors, they had to plot and then spring this thing on Democrats. Of course, there are others who see this move as brilliant politics, and that the Republicans simply outmaneuvered the Democrats. Are lawmakers going to face any backlash from how things went down, do you think?
Based on the people I've talked to, yeah. I mean, the governor says, you know, this will pass, that enough of this trust thing, that people will be happy with it in. But those that I've talked to, Republicans, and of course Democrats, think it will last for some time.
Even Republicans, you say?
Not all of them. Not all of
but
them.
But some. Okay.
But some.
John, thank you very much.
Thank you.
John Archibald's column appears on AL.com and in the Birmingham News on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. John appears here on Morning Edition each Thursday.